Okay, don't skip ahead. I'm going to talk to you about climate change. And I know it can get depressing or infuriating, but our show takes a different approach. It's Laura Lynch, and I'm the host of What on Earth, and we're all about solutions and hope. And I promise, no matter how overwhelming climate change might feel, we're with you on the journey to fix this mess. So listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Tom Harrington. Four school boards in Ontario are taking some major social media companies to court. The lawsuit alleges their products have disrupted learning by rewiring the way children think and behave. Megha Fitzpatrick has the latest.
School boards in Toronto, Peel Region, and Ottawa say social media is causing so much harm to students, the courts need to step in. Their lawsuits are seeking more than $4 billion in compensation from the companies that own Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Snapchat. The court action alleges the platforms are designed to be addictive, deliberately target young people, and they're causing major harm to their mental health and their ability to learn. Lawyer Duncan Embury is representing the boards and says the goal is not just financial. They're seeking meaningful change.
Change to the nature of the algorithmic designs underlying these products, change to the age restrictions associated with them, change to the parental controls.
CBC has reached out to the companies for comment. So far, Snapchat is responding by saying it feels good about the role it plays in helping people feel connected and that it's different than other social media companies. Megan Fitzpatrick, CBC News, Toronto.
Canada's Supreme Court has upheld a requirement from a Yukon First Nation that elected officials live on settled land. The High Court dismissed an appeal from Cindy Dixon, who argued the requirement violated her equality rights as guaranteed under the Charter. She'd been prevented from running for a council seat because she lived in Whitehorse. The court admitted Dixon's charter rights were breached, but ruled it was justified under a section of the Charter that protects collective Indigenous rights.
This isn't just reckless, it's immoral and it's inhumane.
Danielle Smith pulled no punches in her testimony before a conservative-led Commons Committee. It is holding hearings on next month's carbon tax increase. The levy will go up about $15 a ton on Monday. The Alberta Premier is one of a number of conservative provincial leaders who've been called to testify. Smith says, given the affordability crisis, now is not the time to raise the tax.
The so-called solutions the federal government is to increase the carbon tax on something that is life or death for Albertans in the extreme cold of winter. That is inhumane. It begs the question, how far will the federal government go to make life even more difficult and expensive when so many Canadians are already struggling?
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has accused conservative premiers of misleading Canadians. He says most Canadians will get a rebate that will more than cover their carbon tax costs. Elections Canada says it received an alert from the country's spy agency during the 2019 campaign. CSIS warned about alleged foreign interference in a nomination battle in a Toronto riding. The information was revealed during testimony at the public inquiry into foreign interference. Rafi Bujikanian reports.
You were informed by CSIS of one matter.
Inquiry Commission Counsel Daniel Shepherd speaking to Elections Canada's Chief Electoral Officer Stéphane Perrault. That information by Canada's spy agency, it was about a 2019 nomination battle for the Toronto riding of Don Valley North. But nominations are mostly outside the scope of Elections Canada's mandate.
Only aspect that is regulated is financial.
The inquiry did not reveal which party's nomination CSIS was worried about. Don Valley North was won by then-Liberal MP Han Dong. Dong stepped down from Liberal caucus last year following allegations in a global news story he had tried to convince a Chinese diplomat not to free Canadians Michael Kovrig and Michael Spavor from Chinese detention. Allegations Dong denies. Rafi Bujikanian, CBC News, Ottawa.
The founder of failed cryptocurrency exchange FTX has been sentenced to 25 years in prison. Last November, a jury found Sam Bankman-Fried guilty of stealing billions of dollars from investors and customers. He used that money to buy luxury properties in the Caribbean and later conspired to cover it up. FTX went bankrupt in 2022 following a spiral of customer panic when leaked documents showed potential financial irregularities. And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Tom Harrington. Thanks for listening.